Welcome back here on the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro with you. We're on the road today. Great event. We're at Military Alley here in Philadelphia. Military Alley at Radio Row for the 120th Army-Navy game. It's presented by our friends at USAA. And, of course, Todd Lebo here with me back in Kansas City is our man Adam Teicher from ESPN. Handles the Kansas City Chiefs beat. He's brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. Listen, the holidays are here. So many great gifts over at Family Leisure. Buy one, get one half off Christmas sale is in effect right now. Whether you're looking for the best theater seating around, whether you're looking for a new shuffleboard table, pool table, maybe it's some patio furniture. Treat the whole family. Go see them at Family Leisure. K-10 and Ridgeview. That's K-10 and Ridgeview. The buy one, get one half off Christmas sale going on right now at Family Leisure, locally owned and operated right here in Lenexa, or right there as I'm in Philadelphia. Let's talk to Adam Teicher. He's out at the training complex for the Kansas City Chiefs, the University of Kansas Health System Training Complex. Adam, how are you, my friend?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing really good. And how are the Chiefs doing? Do you fear a letdown coming off the Patriots game and playing a team that they slapped not too long ago? Any chance we get a letdown in this game?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a logical thing. I know Andy Reid has really been hammering hard on the Chiefs still have a lot to play for in terms of playoff seeding and all that. And he's right. I mean, if the Chiefs win out, I think there's a reasonable shot they could get that number two seed. So there is a lot to play for. Even if they're not the number two, I think there's a significant difference this year in being the three versus the four. So I still think there's a lot for them to play for, but a lot of times that message doesn't get through. I think one of the best things that could happen to the Chiefs is what the Broncos did to the Texans down in Houston last week, getting up on them 38-3 on the road. I mean, that is the kind of thing that can get some people's attention. I mean, I think there's a little more spice to this game than there otherwise would have been because of what Drew Locke has done in his two games and what the Broncos have been able to do the last couple weeks, and particularly in Houston. So, maybe that's enough to get the Chiefs' attention. My sense is it probably would be.
Let's talk a little bit about the defense and how much it's progressed. The performance they put together last week against the Patriots, more about the Chiefs' D or more about the Patriots' offense?
I think there's probably some credit or blame, however you want to look at it, both ways. I think the Chiefs are better defensively now. I mean, I think they've got some guys who are really playing well, and I think just to say they've been playing a string of crummy offenses doesn't give them enough credit. But I was unprepared, even though I'd seen some on TV and heard some of the people talking about it, I was unprepared for how bad the Patriots are at this point. I mean, they had to live off of trick plays, and congratulations to them. They made the trick plays work, but without a halfback pass and without a flea flicker, that thing would have really been ugly last week. So, maybe this is going to be – you look at what the Chiefs have left after Sunday. They've been playing the Bears, and that's hardly an offensive juggernaut, and they're playing the Chargers, and who knows where they're going to be at that point in the season. But even if they're at their best and playing hard, that's not an offensive powerhouse. So this may be, the Broncos may be the best defensive challenge the Chiefs get over the last 6 weeks or so of the season. So I'm interested to see how the Chiefs stand up to this. But I do think they are a better team defensively than they were early in the season. How good? I'm still not sure about that. I want to see them against a more high-powered offensive opponent before I'm ready to say, well, all is good here.
And is that what we're going to see against the Broncos? Drew Locke gave them a real jolt and seemed to get them going. Are we going to see a high-powered offense now with their running attack plus Drew Locke coming in and seemingly at least over the last couple of weeks solidifying the quarterback position?
Yeah. I think it's, the Broncos are a lot more dangerous than they were when the Chiefs saw them a couple months ago. That's not saying a whole lot because it was kind of painful just from a football standpoint to watch Joe Flacco play. But, I think they do have more capability now. And, the Chiefs didn't really – they did a nice job against Philip Lindsay the last time around. And maybe some of that was because they felt like they could concentrate on that part of the game. And Joe Flacco wasn't going to be the guy who beat him. So, let's see the Chiefs maybe have to defend a two-pronged Broncos attack as opposed to how they – the team they faced a couple months ago.
The depth of the defensive line, has that been the key, finally getting their guys together? I know Ogba's out, but now having the full complement, that and, you know, Chris Jones. I felt like Steve Spagnuolo has kind of made a point several times to say, well, you know, Chris Jones missed the offseason, kind of pointing towards maybe he wasn't completely fully up to speed, but now he's up to speed. Colin Saunders has evolved. You know, I was talking to him in the locker room the other day, and he was talking about, well, first 4 weeks I didn't play. I'm not really hitting the rookie wall because I didn't really play the first 4 weeks, so I'm fresher than you might think. But so he had to get up to speed. He's now up to speed, and now he's got different pieces. If he wants to go big to stop a run attack, they can go with the Nnadi and Colin Saunders on the inside. Those guys have really been the run stuffers, and if it's getting after the quarterback, Chris Jones is inside. That there's now a, you know, that defensive line is what's really kind of turned the corner for the defense.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. You know, certainly they have developed some depth there, but by necessity, you know, they had to put Colin Saunders in the lineup a couple weeks ago, as we know, because of some injuries, and so he's kind of going. They had to go out and sign Mike Pennell, and you know, he's playing pretty well for them when he gets in there. So yeah, they do have some depth back there, and you know, I think the linebackers are playing as well, maybe, as they have all season long. So it looks good right now for the Chiefs. I love those two safeties the Chiefs have, and particularly Matthew and how he's playing. And so, a lot to look forward to there from the Chiefs defensively. But I just want to see it against a more higher-powered offensive opponent.
Adam Teicher is on the Sprint guest line as we broadcast live from the Army-Navy Radio Row here in Philadelphia. Offensively, Patrick Mahomes, is there a regression that's happened this year, or is it a combination of all the injuries around him as well as his own? I've had some people, you know, it seems like a lot of the national guys are trying to write the story that he's either regressed or the rest of the country, the rest of the league has figured him out. What do you think is at the root of, no one's calling it a problem in full, you know, I don't know when nationally he's like, oh, this offense just sucks. That's not it. But do you think it is taking a step back, or do you think it's just a chance to get healthy and they just haven't played their best game yet?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see there's any reason the Chiefs can't get back to what they've been earlier in the season, even offensively. You know, I really do. And you know, Pat Mahomes was pretty interesting talking about what's been going on with him the last when he talked about it on Wednesday. He said, hey, you know, in essence, I thought what he's saying is maybe he's getting a little lazy and maybe reverting to some his default mode, like when he was back in college. He said maybe that happened a little bit toward the end of the year last year to him too. So he's you know, trying to rededicate himself and try to get back to what he was. I don't think there's any reason the Chiefs can't get back to that. I like to see him run the ball a little more. Sometimes the Chiefs play a little too much like their hair is on fire for me offensively. I think that's been part of the problem this year. I think they're okay slowing down a little bit, using their running game a little more. Maybe they can be more effective with it, more they use it. So, part of the thing is we're holding Pat Mahomes to this unbelievably high expectation that, you know, looking back on it now, it was completely unreasonable that he was going to have another season like he did last year. Now, you throw in all these injuries they've had to him and to Tyreek Hill and the offensive line and everything else, and I think it's perfectly understandable that they're not going to be what they were last year. So, I was talking with Jason Anderson the other day. What Mahomes has done, is this the second best Chiefs quarterback season in their history? I don't know, probably not, but it's probably pretty close. It's up there. I mean, it certainly doesn't match what he did last year, but again, that was an impossible standard that we probably shouldn't hold him to anymore. I mean, it's just those things aren't going to come around every year, but is he good enough for the Chiefs to win? Yeah, for sure. So that's the standard right there.
Why has Sammy Watkins been such a no-show?
I don't get a good explanation from that from many of the coaches. There's got to be some disappointment there. He just doesn't look like he's ready to play a lot of times. You know, sometimes the ball comes his way and he looks almost startled that it does. And I've talked to him quite a bit, and he just said, hey, this is my place in this offense. You know, it's going to be about Tyreek Hill and it's going to be about Travis Kelce. And, uh, you know, he doesn't want to be a problem in that regard. He doesn't want to be seen as a, you know, a diva or a guy who's going to, you know, be unhappy if the Chiefs lose and or if the Chiefs win and he doesn't get the ball. So, you know, it's just kind of a weird deal. And it's one thing for him to take a secondary role when Tyreek Hill is there and with Travis Kelce's there, but when Hill was out of the lineup, boy, they needed him to step up, and it didn't happen. So I just wonder if it ever is going to happen for him, at least with the Chiefs.
Other than that first game, the more productive player as far as making big plays has been Mecole Hardman, but still Watkins gets significantly more snaps. Why?
Yeah, well, they're paying him a lot of money to be a productive player, and with Hardman, he's still a rookie, and the Chiefs have been good at getting a lot out of him in a minimal amount of snaps, and maybe that's the secret with him as a rookie with Hardman, that, let's give him these plays to concentrate on, to know this part of the offense, and that he doesn't have to play a full role right now. So, I kind of like how the Chiefs are mixing Hardman in there, not playing a lot, but getting good efficiency out of him, getting a lot out of him when he's in there. So I fully expect that Hardman will be a starter next year, and Watkins won't be here because, they need to they're certainly not getting their money's worth from him, that's for sure.
I do think part of it is him learning the offense, and I'm sure the money, like they're trying to give Watkins every opportunity to justify that contract. At some point you got to turn the corner, and I think Andy Reid's willing to turn the corner. But if he's not getting more snaps to Hardman, I just continue to believe. You talked about a lot that he was kind of the whipping boy of Patrick Mahomes at training camp, and so I assume that there's still learning to be done. We heard so much about Darwin Thompson going into the. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
No, I was agreeing with you as well. I agree that there is some learning to be done on Hardman's part, yes.
So what about Darwin Thompson? We heard about how he's ready to go, he's ready to handle everything, and then he didn't get that big a workload against the Patriots. Do we see more for him against the Broncos?
Yeah, I mean, I was really surprised at how much Spencer Ware played the other day. You know, he played more than any of their other running backs. You know, he was kind of their lead guy. So what does that tell you about how the Chiefs really feel about LeSean McCoy and also about Darwin Thompson? It's pretty obvious that the Chiefs don't trust those guys in all situations and aren't really comfortable with either of those guys in all situations. And I from the start, I haven't believed this bit about, they're resting LeSean McCoy and saving him for the stretch run. That's not what's going on here. I just don't feel like the Chiefs have a full trust in him. So, I mean, they needed him in a big way against the Patriots, and it was Spencer Ware, the guy that they signed a few days before the game, who was their lead guy. So, that's my thoughts about McCoy. But Thompson is the same way. I just think that it took two injuries in that Raider game. Well, they lost Damian Williams, but Darrell Williams got hurt. It took two injuries for the Chiefs to put him in, and it was a game they led by 28 points in the fourth quarter. But what does that tell you about how the Chiefs truly feel about Darwin Thompson? That they just feel like he's not ready for a full role, and I'd be surprised if he ever gets, unless there's a blowout again, I feel like he's not going to get any kind of significant role the rest of this season.
Time for our final four with Adam Teicher from ESPN, brought to you by the Kansas City Orthopedic Institute. With an ortho urgent care open 7 days a week and proud to receive the 19 Press Ganey Guardian of Excellence Award for patient experience. Learn more by visiting kcoi.com or by calling 913-319-7633. Adam, I will start you with this. What's your prediction on the Army-Navy game? Navy is about a 10-point, 9.5-point favorite.
I'll go with Navy. I've always thought that Navy's had the better program, so I'll go with Navy to beat Army again.
Give me your Chiefs-Broncos final score.
I've got it 27-23. I saw the line was 11 points. That sounds like a lot to me right now, but the way the Chiefs are playing defensively, maybe they can go ahead and cover that. But I'll stick with 27-23, Chiefs.
There are or are not lights up on the Teicher house?
There are. Not that I had anything to do with that, but I cannot take 1 ounce of credit for that, but there are lights up on the Teicher's house.
That's fantastic. And finally, if you were in Philadelphia, would you have a cheesesteak sandwich or a cheesesteak calzone?
Why do I got to choose? I mean, can I do both? I can't choose there. I'd do them both. I'd go back. Okay. I'd go back for seconds.
I'll take that. Lebo, we were at a place last night. That's the only time we got to get our own dinner here. And I went with the traditional cheesesteak, and Lebo went cheesesteak calzone. And I just thought that was, you know, he said it was good.
Did you guys go to Geno's or Pat's or?
Where were we? No, we were just at a like a little sports bar not far from the hotel.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. So it worked fine. It did the job.
Yep.
Adam, great stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, absolutely, sir. And talk to you later.
Adam Teicher with us there in the program. Our coverage of the Army-Navy Radio Row is brought to you by A1 Mortgage, Office Products Alliance, Bushnell, and Good Sense, a Kansas City classic for 30 years. Founded right there in Lenexa, Kansas. KC has chosen Good Sense for 30 years, not because it's easy, but because it tastes better. Good Sense is going to do it for us here at Radio Row. We got to go. Got to get out of here. Battle of the Bands coming up here. Thanks for joining us here today as we have broadcast live. And everybody check out the Army-Navy game tomorrow. It is an unbelievable event that has taken over all of Philadelphia and certainly looking forward to it. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.